sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are here this morning taking it easy with Avalon HR, helping you take it easy when it's all about taxes and this and forms
taxes
and that and blah, 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 blah.
And deductions.
Oh, my.
Yes, oh, my.
Stacey Oren is here. Stacey is the HR benefits manager with Avalon HR. And Kirk Waters is here. He is the business development manager. Welcome, both of you. And
good morning.
Lots to talk about this morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there were several things that came out. It is tax time, as most of you are probably realizing. And if you've worked overtime this last year or were a tipped employee, you're going to get some a little extra deductions coming your way when you file that. So that'll be nice. Also, the standard withholding amount, this changed a couple years ago. We've talked about this several times. You know, we used to put 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 on our withholding forms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they changed that to equate to a dollar amount. One was $2,000, two would have been $4,000, so $2,000 per dependent. Well, that went up to $2,200 at the first of the year. So now if you're claiming single, married, and one is $2,200, so that means your check's probably going to be a little bit more.
Now, is that for 2025 or?
2026.
Six, going, so next year's tax.
Yes, okay. This year moving forward. So a little bit less may come out of your check. You just kind of need to look at it. And remember, the point of this whole overhaul the IRS did was so that you break even at the end of the year. They don't want anybody to pay, but they don't want to give anybody money back. And a lot of people are like, well, I want that big tax refund. That's my savings plan. Well, here's the thing. The way they're doing it, you're getting that money every payday instead of a big payout at the end of the year. And that way you're getting your money and you can do with it what you want, mm-hmm. instead of letting the government earn interest on your money for the year. So it's not a bad thing, but it is a little bit of a mindset shift. But you know, we are not CPAs. We are not certified tax professionals. We can tell you how it's set up to work, but when you call and say, hey, what should I withhold so I can get a lot of money back, we can't even tell you. We don't know. But there's lots of things we can advise you on.
Absolutely. You know, we want to be the right answer for the people that have the issues we can fix for them.
Right.
I had a meeting early this morning, 7:45, with a gentleman that's from Fairhope, and he was over here. And you know, that's what we talked about. We want to be the right solution.
Right.
And I think that's a little unique. And the reason that we are unique in that respect is, you know, we're not driven by a quota that Chip and I have to hit in sales every month or whatever, and you know, pound it, make it the right solution. We don't have to do that, and we stay extremely busy, and we're very successful because we approach it from the standpoint of we want to be the right solution for the issues that you may have that we can help you with. We do payroll, we do HR. Stacy's wonderful with our benefits that we have, full array of benefits. Workers' compensation, that can be a whole nother animal. And most business owners didn't get into business to be HR professionals or employee professionals of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
They got into business to produce their widget or do whatever they do.
Right.
And they're very surprised by what happens when they become a business owner and what they have to
so
do.
So go, hey, wait.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And the, you know, the laws change weekly and you know, not just annually. And you need to be able to be compliant because, as we've said before, and I don't mean this in a rude way, but ignorance is not an excuse when it comes to the IRS or the Department of Labor or OSHA or any of these things. You know, you need a company that can give you that peace of mind, let you work in your business, on your business, so that you can grow it and be successful. Let us handle the things behind the scenes that you really don't want to deal with. Let us do them and keep you compliant. And you'll be surprised. You know, the growth rate among companies that use a professional employer organization such as Avalon is double digits higher than it is for a company that doesn't in the small and medium business market. So, and those numbers come from the National Association of PEOs. So,
and the PEO is?
Professional Employer Organization. Yep.
Right. We are, in the eyes of the IRS, we are the employer of record. We're responsible for filing all the employee and employer taxes. We're responsible for the W-2 production. A big thing is state taxes. Like if you, you know, now that from COVID forward, we've seen a huge uptake in remote workers.
That's so true.
They don't have to be in an office anymore. Right. If the best person to do your job is in Arizona, then, you know, as if you were an employer on your own, you would have to figure out and set up a way to file state taxes in Arizona. And sometimes there's money associated with doing that. Like not all states are like, oh, yeah, hey, just file the taxes. Here's a website. Have a good time. Some of them make you register. Some of them make you have a co-work comp policy with that state and your work comp carrier. There's a lot to it. So it's not just, oh, hey, we've got an employee in Arizona. We'll treat them the same as our Florida employees. That doesn't work. So we are already registered in most of those states. If we're not, we do register for you. We take on that responsibility. We take on that obligation. And it becomes our problem, not yours. You never even know it's happening. It all takes place behind the scenes.
And then that gives you the ability to focus on your business and the work that you have to do, which makes sense that then businesses are growing because you're not bogged down with paperwork.
Exactly. And that's what our goal is. And that's it's a very successful model. The retention rate in our industry and with us specifically is very, very high 90%. For us, because, you know, people see the benefits of it. And, you know, the clients that tell us, I don't know why I didn't do this, you know, 5 years ago or whatever. There's a lot out there that you just don't have the time to keep up with. And HR is one of them as well. I mean, I was talking to a friend that was interviewing for a position and the owner asked her how old she was. Well, you just can't do that, you know, but you don't know what you don't know. And that's where that comes in about, you know, ignorance is not an excuse to circumvent
and
the law.
And not necessarily bliss.
No, it's not.
It is bliss until, you know, wage an hour trouble. Shows up and knocks on your door and is like, hey, let's have a chat about this. But yeah, it's not. You know, we've got some things going on with clients right now that I'm assisting with. And, you know, when you get a call from wage an hour or you get a call from the EEOC, is that really something you're prepared to deal with? Do you know how to deal with that? Right. And you know, that's what we take on for you. We will represent you in those situations and make sure we are saying the right things.
Okay, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk. Pensacola Expert Panel, our experts this morning are with Avalon HR. So if you've got a question, especially about HR or any of the type of, I guess, paperwork you have to do as a business owner. These are our experts, and they can take care of payroll and benefits and all the different things that might be on your plate otherwise. So do text in your questions at 850-437-1620. And I've got a text that just came in from one of our listeners. The question is, do your clients get an employee manual for smaller companies? Is there a way to automate writing an employee manual?
Yes and no. Okay, so here's the thing.
That is a big task.
It is. And when our... When we onboard your employees, we cover the big ones, drug-free workplace, sexual harassment, reporting structure, things like that. But we don't tell you how to run your business, okay? So we'll happily work with you to create a manual, but, you know, I'm not going to say you have to be open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. That would be ridiculous, right? So we have to sit down together and figure out what you want in your what is relevant to your business. If I say you can't wear open-toed shoes, but for some reason you're working on the beach, you know, that may not be logical. Holidays. What do you want to offer as holidays? Do you want to offer holidays? PTO or no PTO? So there are some things we have to go through together to do that, but we happily do that. We start with the base template. We cover the big things, you know, as far as employment laws go, and then we can get together with you on the specifics for your business and kind of marry the two together.
Right. It really is important to have one, though, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
It absolutely is, and I've got a client. We've been working on their handbook for quite some time, and we had a situation come up yesterday where a young lady was terminated, and she sent a demand letter for PTO.
Oh.
Well, no. You know, there's no laws on the book in the state of Florida that regulate how PTO is administered, used, or paid out.
Really?
Absolutely not. And that comes up at least once a week with me. People, they don't give me PTO. They don't have to. I didn't get my PTO paid out. You don't have to.
Interesting.
So that's a big one. But it is nice to let your employees know what to expect. It doesn't always save the argument at the end, but it definitely ends it a lot faster. Right.
And one nice thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say I got another question.
Okay,
it's kind of along the same line. This is from another listener that just texted in. Do you assist with annual and quarterly reviews?
Absolutely. We have a form for that. We have an employee evaluation form and an employer evaluation form. And they're very similar, but you get together at the end and see where you're on the same page and where you may not be on the same page.
It's surprising how many companies don't do this. And it's so important.
Right.
It is.
Well, it's really a great way. If you're not doing it, it's a great way to make sure that your employees' goals and aspirations align with the company's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not working against each other in what you want to do and what you want to achieve.
I think people assume it's going to be a big, heavy critique. Not necessarily, but sometimes you can find that you are on the same page about it. Because I worked with a company that did them very regularly. At first, I dreaded them. But then once I started, I thought, I like this because now I know exactly where I stand, what I need to improve.
Right.
But I was also able to say, here's what I think could help me if you do this.
Right. And that's important,
and that was great,
too.
That communication.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. Not everyone learns the same. Not everyone picks up and does things the same. And that is perfectly okay. But when, you know, somebody comes to you and says, hey, can I do some Excel training maybe? Like, I'm not kind of, your answer should be yes. Absolutely. And there's lots of options from free to minimal to whatever you want to pay to get that training. But I say this often, you can't hold someone to an expectation that they do not know exist.
Oh, well, yeah, very profound.
Yeah. But it happens all the time. Well, our expectation is this. Have you communicated that expectation?
Mm.
Do they know that's what's in your head and what you're thinking? Well, no, but they should know. No, they shouldn't.
And you have to have proof of that communication. And the nice thing about the way that we do things, everything can be loaded into the system and maintained. You mentioned earlier with the handbook, and Stacy was really talking about policies and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
We had one client that when they came on board, they gave us about 10 or 15 pages of things that they have to cover with their employees coming on board. Well, we've automated all that. So it's in our onboarding program. And then if they come back and say, you didn't tell me that, well, I'm sorry, here's the page
you
signed off on it. Same thing with the performance reviews. You know, let's have those in a place that you're not, you know, fumbling through trying to find last year's. It's right there where that in that employee's electronic file. You know, having access to those things in an easy and timely fashion is very, very important for a business owner. It's hard maybe for you to set up that system. It's easy for you to be a part of our system.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Avalon HR. Kirk Waters is here. Stacy Oren. So many different topics and so many things that you can handle. What are some of the things now that it's February 11th and we're into this particular quarter, what are some things to look out for?
That's a good question. I mean, because we're kind of through the...
I wasn't trying to stump the panel.
I'll give you an example. I mean, a lot of open enrollments for benefits are not January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
There are some companies in our space that do have that. Ours is April the 1st.
Okay.
So look at your policy. Understand where your open enrollments come in at. That's very important. Not only understanding your benefits, but when can you make changes to those benefits? You know, a gentleman that I was meeting with this morning, he said, well, what if we come on board and I have employees that come under this plan, but they want to go up to the higher plan? I said, well, they can do that at the next open enrollment. That's when they can do that. You know, if you think your open enrollment is January 1st and it's October 1st, well, you're not going to be able to make that change. You just need to know those things.
It is. And it's regulated
it's
by the IRS.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Stacy's rules. It's not Avalon's rules. It is the IRS rules. And our benefit system, our lovely benefit system, when I make a change, like I could go in and say, okay, Kirk is adding a child to his policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kirk and his wife have had a baby. They're adding it to the policy.
Let's just go on record as saying that is
not
happening.
That's not going to happen.
So this is just an example.
For example.
Hypothetical. Calm down, Kirk.
Right.
It asks me for verification randomly. Okay, I never know when it's going to happen. Like, it could pop up and say, we want the birth certificate for Kirk's child. so to show that we're not putting Kirk's grandchild or right. Kirk's niece or nephew on the policy. There's very specific documentation that has to go with changes outside of open enrollment. And it does audit me randomly. I never know. Like, I'll go in and make the change today. I will go in the morning, and it'll be like, hey, we need the documentation for that. It could be birth certificates, adoption paperwork, marriage license, divorce decrees. You know, whatever I'm saying is the reason I'm letting you make this change, there's a good chance it's going to come back and say, hey, prove it. And it's random. I don't ever know. So that's when I say I cannot make these changes until I have this document. Because if I can't produce it the next day when they ask, they're going to cancel your coverage. They're going to deny that request. So, you know, people get really irritated with me sometimes. I can't do it. And then there's a time frame to make these changes in. You can't have a kid and then 8 months later go, oh, yeah, by the way, I had a child 8 months ago. I need to put it on my insurance. Well, you're going to have to wait now because everything has to be done. Typically, it's a 30 to 60-day time frame, depending on what it is and why we're doing it. But once you've missed that, again, no excuses. They don't, you know, ignorance is not bliss. Oh, I didn't know. Well, it's your responsibility to know or call someone and ask. Mm-hmm. I would much rather answer 10 million questions up front for you than try to fix something that I probably can't on once that ship is sailed.
And once, you know, when we bring on a client, we go through that. Stacy goes through that with them. She does a great job of that. I've had clients tell me, well, the reason we have a low participation rate is because nobody explained this to my employees. They don't understand the benefits. Mm-hmm. We make sure your employees understand the benefits. Many of these companies are super generous in what they're contributing to the employees, healthcare, dental, vision, many other things. And they say, I don't understand. I'm making a contribution to this. They're not paying the whole thing, but they still don't enroll because they don't know. And we do a great job of explaining all that at the time that they come on board with us, or when you hire a new employee and they're coming onto your company, to explain to them the benefits that are there. You know,
we'll talk through it as many times as we need to.
It's just important that they know. And it's going to It's going to increase employee retention for that employer. You know, I mean, if you can retain your employees as opposed to hiring new ones, I think the number I typically hear is somewhere around 50% of an employee's annual wages is what it will cost you to replace them, to get them up to speed, the effects on customer service, things like that. So, you know, it's better to retain than to hire new if you can. Now, if you're hiring new because you're growing, that's great. But if you're hiring just because you're losing
people, half
your
staff left,
and benefits are a big part of that. And it's not just health, and it's not just those types. It's 401ks. It's understanding PTO or implementing a PTO policy that meets your needs. Those are all things that Stacy
flexible
and other folks.
Flexible spending plans. You know, I think if you listen at all, you know I'm a fan of those by now. Mm-hmm. But the number of people who call me is like, I don't understand. I don't know what this is. I don't know how it works. Kirk and I are both in our FSA plan at work. We're both like, heck yeah, give me my money. And it's a really great program, but the education piece. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that is truly
that's a big gap.
For someone who doesn't know, I know we've talked about it before, but what is it in case someone's listening this
morning?
Flexible
spending account is your opportunity to set aside pre-tax dollars that can be used for your co-pays, prescriptions, certain over-the-counter items. I bought some psyllium the other day because my husband had the flu. Used my FSA card. Made me very happy because that
dental,
stuff is not cheap.
Dental, vision,
dental,
all those types
vision.
Of things. Yeah.
Sometimes massage can even be covered under FSA.
Sign me up.
Exactly. That's where all my dollars will go. You know, just there's Amazon has an FSA store of things that you can purchase. And the way it works is, you know, you set aside, you pick an amount, you get that amount funded on your first day of the plan year. For us, it's 401. And then you pay it back in pre-tax dollars over the course of the year. And I'll just use me for an example. I don't mind. My raise last year changed my tax status. We get our raises a little before open enrollment. It changed my tax status to where I lost the majority of that money. And I was like, this isn't going to work for me. So what I did is I upped my FSA contribution to offset that tax difference, to bring my pre-tax income back down a little bit. So in turn, I got a pre-tax benefit with some FSA money, and I lowered my taxable income, so I got to keep more of that income.
Right. Very smart. Very smart. We're talking with our friends at Avalon HR this morning, so if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. One question came in from a business listener saying, do you have to become a client January 1st, or can you become a client any time of the year?
You can. We meet with clients. I've already had two meetings this morning before I got here. You know, we are meeting with clients and enrolling clients in our services at all times.
All year.
And if you're a new client, keep in mind, you can come into the benefits when you come on board.
Okay.
So you don't have to wait to enroll until the next open enrollment. If you come on board with us on June the 1st, you don't have to wait until next April. You're eligible for benefits right away. But you have to enroll in them when you come on board. If you decline them and then come back in August and say, I want to enroll, you can't do that. It's when you come on board. And, you know, as far as the business owners out there, some will say, well, what size do I have to be? One of my meetings this morning was a new startup. They're only a couple of people, but I know these folks, and I know I've worked with them in the past and other entities. They're going to grow. But we're talking about two people, and we can do that. You know, we had another meeting at the end of last week with a company that is 150 people, you know, and we've got another group that we're working with right now that's about 220.
Wow.
So we can go from a couple of people to a couple of hundred. And and really, you know, we were in this meeting yesterday with our CEO, and he said, you know, I really want our prospects to understand we are a service-driven business. We report to our clients, not shareholders, not investors. We are a family-owned, privately held company, and that gives us the ability to give 100% of our time and energy into customer service. And that's what Brian, our CEO, has us do, and I think we do a good job of doing that. So that's why our retention rate is so high.
So if someone's listening and they want to possibly meet with you, how do they get in touch? Kirk, you're the person, correct?
Yeah. Give Chip or I a call, 850-475-1555. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, just a few blocks north of the Ore House. Most people know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Our doors are open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Walk on in, meet with us. If you want to learn a little bit more about us, AvalonHR, AvalonHR.com. Go to the website. You know, they say about 70% of people are going online and learning about companies before they reach out to them initially. Go on blind. Research us. Research our industry and give us a call and let us see how we can help you.
And do your research. And, I mean, I'm a big research proponent. Like, I'm working with some new companies for open enrollment. Before I even agreed to the conversation, I did a deep dive. I looked at their business page. I read the Reddit threads about them.
Yeah.
Well, because when we partner with someone, we want to make sure that we've done our due diligence and that we are comfortable sending this out to, you know, a couple thousand people.
Right.
It's got to be a good fit for the majority.
Absolutely. Right.
Never going to make everyone happy, and that's okay. But it's got to hit, you know, the majority of our employees' needs, no matter where they are. Mm-hmm. Florida, California, Tennessee, Michigan, Arizona, wherever. So we have to do our due diligence. And, you know, we don't have a problem with you doing the same.
Right.
Ask as many questions as you want. Call.
We'll come meet with you at your place. You can come to our place. There's never
a charge
for an initial consultation. We don't charge an onboarding fee for our new clients.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of companies that charge $50, $100 per employee. We don't do that. And just little thought for the day. Remember, we're talking about research. Perspective. employees are researching prospective employees, too. So
yes, they are.
Watch what's on your Facebook, your LinkedIn, or your...
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so if you'll give that contact information one more time so folks can write it down.
Absolutely. 850-475-1555, AvalonHR.com, 100 South Pace Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida.
All right, thank you so much. Kirk Waters, Stacey Orne with Avalon HR. It's always a pleasure. I always learn something when you come on the show. If you've got questions, be sure and reach out to them. They can definitely help your business.